I'm Rex Lotsford with another Day Page. Here's some news stories marking this day. The United States has carried out a new drone strike in Pakistan despite a reported pledge to halt the attacks during peace talks with the Taliban. U.S. missiles struck a religious school in northwestern Pakistan earlier today, killing up to five people. The strike comes one day after Pakistan's foreign minister said the United States had promised to hold back on drone strikes while the Pakistani government tries to engage the Taliban in negotiations. Pakistan accused the United States of derailing peace talks earlier this month after a strike that killed Taliban chief Haqqamullah Massoud. New disclosures from whistleblower Edward Snowden show the National Security Agency has stored and analyzed the private data of British citizens despite no suspicion of wrongdoing. An NSA memo from 2007 says the United States and Britain reached an agreement that would grant the NSA access to phone, internet, and email records that had previously been off-limits. The information is stored in databases available to other U.S. intelligence and military agencies. A separate memo from 2005 outlines NSA proposals for spying on citizens in so-called Five Eyes nations, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, even when the surveillance request has been denied. This news comes amidst a continued diplomatic fallout between Indonesia and Australia over National Security Agency spying. Indonesia has recalled its ambassador to Australia and frozen military cooperation following recent disclosures showing the NSA has used Australia as part of its global spying operations. Australian intelligence agencies reportedly tried to tap the phone of Indonesia's president and other top officials. Earlier, around 200 people marched on the Australian embassy in Jakarta, some burning Australian flags, and during a visit to Washington, both Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and Secretary of State John Kerry refused to comment on the Indonesia controversy.
We do not discuss intelligence matters, certainly not allegations. We do not discuss them publicly, and we will not do so.
We work with our friends in Indonesia on many different issues, and we will continue to do that. But whatever has been or not been released or being discussed in the papers, I believe, as I think our friends in Australia do, is a matter of intelligence and intelligence procedures, and we don't discuss intelligence procedures in any sort of public way.
Activist shareholders with the telecom giants AT&T and Verizon have submitted resolutions seeking transparency on the firm's role in NSA spying. Measures proposed by Trillium Asset Management of Boston and the New York State Common Retirement Fund call on AT&T and Verizon to report semi-annually on metrics and discussion regarding requests for customer information by U.S. and foreign governments. Time for a brief reality check. What about the information that's provided when it's not requested? Just pointing out that there's a potential loophole there. And that's Day Page for this time. You can find all the Day Pages at daypage.net. We hope you'll comment on our Day Pages there. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. And I hope you'll join me next time for another Day Page.